Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
MBTA officials got an earful last night at hearings in Worcester and Newton on plans for fare increases and service cuts. These were the first of more than 20 scheduled public meetings on the T's plans to tackle a $161 million budget deficit. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was at a hearing in Newton last night, and he joins us now. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, who showed up last night, and what did they have to say?
Well, about 300 in Newton. They packed a room at the Newton City Hall, and about 100 people packed a room at the Worcester Public Library, and they were not fans, shock, I know, but they were not fans of paying more for less service. Deb, one elderly woman said she and her husband bought their Newton house based on how close the bus stop was. Now they were going to lose that bus route, they were afraid. There was a woman there with her guide dog, say it was going to cost hundreds of percent more to take the T's paratransit service, the ride. There were even some seventh graders who bemoaned they'd have to walk 2 miles to and from school with 20-pound backpacks.
Now, Kurt, the T has put two different plans on the table. One would mean a bigger fare increase. The average T rider would pay, I think, about 43% more. The other would boost fares an average of 35%, but would cut more service. No commuter rail late at night or on weekends, fewer bus routes. And under both of these plans, ferry service would be eliminated altogether. So what would you say was the bigger complaint, paying more or having less?
Well, at least at the Newton hearing, most people said they'd rather pay more money to help the T balance its budget, and they'd rather not do with less frequent bus service or fewer routes. Here's what one attendee, Rick Morin, told me.
The fare increase they need to do, they should have done a while ago. It's get on with it time. You know, but I'm not convinced that they need to do the service cuts and the fare increases all at the same time.
And of course, just from an economic argument, it makes total sense. You know, T ridership is up, demand is up, so people, you know, expect to pay more. What doesn't make sense to most riders is to cut the supply at this time of higher demand, to eliminate bus routes, to eliminate evening or weekend commuter rail service. That was heard over and over.
Do you think that folks felt like T officials were listening to them?
Well, T folks were there. There was a stenographer taking everything down. But I definitely got the sense that everybody there was at least trying very hard to be listened to. I mean, a lot of people showed up. You know, they'd already written out what they were going to say. They had extra copies to pass around. You know, for some, it was almost a chance to scold the T, even if the T wasn't listening as much as it was to complain about these fare hikes and service cuts proposals.
How so?
Well, there was a big sense of mistrust, I think, there. Of the MBTA's competence. You know, one of the reasons that the T gave for cutting, you know, some bus routes in Newton, for instance, was the amount of fares paid on those routes and the number of people riding it. Well, one parent got up and she said her kids ride that bus to school, and she really took the T to task for its methodology. She said that, you know, when the bus picks up her kid and a few dozen school kids at once, the driver often waves them on without making them pay. And now the fact that the driver doesn't make those kids pay is being factored into why that bus line shouldn't exist anymore. And that story from Sonia Lohr really resonated with people in the auditorium.
I implore the MBTA to take a hard inward look on other cost-cutting measures before severing this vital service to citizens who need it the most.
And you can hear the reaction there, Deb. T officials said they've done everything they can, but now they have to turn to service cuts and fare hikes. A fair number of people just didn't believe that. And we'll see if we hear more of that from the next 20 hearings, from Hingham, where the ferry service is going to be cut, from Jamaica Plain, which would lose, under one scenario, green E-line service on weekends, from communities all around Boston.
Well, Kurt, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Deb.
WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch.